Hello?
Hello, Edith. This is Chuck. I was just talking to you, and I think the call got disconnected.
Oh, yeah.
Is it okay if we continue with the survey?
We
are about to finish. We have reached the 75%. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the next statement says, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups. The LGBTQ plus community and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions, these bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with us?
10.
Thank you. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this?
Can you repeat it?
Oh, sure. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our border with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this?
5.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavor cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yes, I support the ban.
Okay, would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and under?
Yes.
Would you support or oppose?
Oh, I support it.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat. Strongly.
Strongly. Okay. Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Benefit?
Would you say much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
More.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
Can you repeat it, please?
Oh, sure. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
I don't think it'll have an impact. No, yeah, it won't have an impact.
Thank you so much for that. We have reached the 82% of the survey. We're almost done. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Have you consumed wine?
Wine?
Yeah. In the last 30 days? No, thank you. Have you consumed coffee?
Yes.
Have you consumed beer?
No.
Have you smoked cigarettes?
No.
Have you drunk soda or pop?
Yeah.
Have you smoked cigars?
No.
Have you consumed oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Have you consumed smokeless tobacco, such as a dip or a chew?
No.
Have you smoked a pipe tobacco?
No.
have you consumed electronic cigarettes or electronic vapor products?
No.
Have you consumed liquor or spirits?
No.
Have you consumed heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed or studied?
High school.
Thank you. It will be some high school from 1st to 11th grade or finish high school?
I finished that.
Thank you. Did you do any college or vocational certificate?
Some college.
From college. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children under 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say wealthy? Would you say upper middle class? Would you say middle class? Would you say working class? Or would you say low income?
I think middle.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No. Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, time, and patience. We really appreciate all the information you gave us.
Okay.
Thank you again. Have a wonderful rest of your night. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.